was Blackfoot with Train Train. Three of my favorite people in the world. Jackson Spires, whose birthday was yesterday. The illustrious Greg T. Walker, Charlie Hargett. Charlie and Greg are going to both be doing shows with us on the Monsters of Southern Rock. I think we've got something about fan, you know, things coming up this segment, don't
yeah,
we, Lou?
We got a little fan appreciation here. We got our fan of the month we're going to announce. And what we're going to do for him is we're going to send you a VCR copy of Howard the Duck, beta, of course.
Classic. Yeah.
Yes. And we got some squirrel pelts that the dogs have dragged up. And we also get a signed copy of Haywire Riot out to you.
You know, when we sign it, it makes it worth less than when, you know, than when it actually comes out.
It devalues it.
Devalues it. Good word. Good word.
But, yeah, so, Mike, if you don't mind, maybe reach to the fishbowl there and pull out a name and see who we got for a winner.
I actually do mind.
Oh, man.
Because last time I stuck my hand in, like, the mailbag, as I told y'all earlier, I got bit by a brown recluse spider. I've actually been bit by a brown recluse two times in my life, and it is a painful experience. It is. Okay, for fan of the month this month, I was distorting there, but that's okay. We're going to keep rolling with it. We have Andy Towle from Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Rabbit Hash? Is that near Possum Ridge?
It is. It's a holler over. And no, actually, Andy's from Wales. We do know him. He's been to tons of shows. There's nobody more deserving.
Good. Glad you pulled out his name then.
I know. That's what it was. It was totally random. And but keep sending those cards and letters to askskinnymolly@gmail.com.
Yeah, and SM Fan of the Month.
That's right. It's SM Fan of the Month.
And you too could win all these great prizes, but all you got to do is answer a few questions.
What are they?
First of all, send in your name and your address.
That would be good. I think
we can get you your prizes.
Yeah, as long as they don't send my name and address.
And all you got to do is answer five simple questions. Are you signed up for the newsletter? Have you ever been to a Skinny Molly show? What is your favorite Skinny Molly song, which is always a tough one? What are the names of two of the friends you've gotten to sign up for Skinny Molly on Facebook? And where did you first hear out about the band?
Man, I think that's pretty fair.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. You know, they heard it.
I think that's pretty fair.
It ain't like we're asking these people to break rocks in the hot sun.
And we're going to have something different for each winner. You know, you're not going to be able to win, you know, well, Howard
the Duck
every time.
We don't have that many copies of Howard the Duck on beta.
I think we've got 2.5.
So we might, down the line, you might hear, you know, one of these, you know, classics broken out, you know, maybe some... Ventures in Babysitting or something like that, you know.
Encino Man.
Classics all. You know, the last time I seen Pauly Shore, he was, you know, standing on the street corner handing out cigarettes.
We're going to have some more songs coming up for you. Kurt, what do we got for them?
We got Molly Hatchet, Flirting with Disaster. Now, surprisingly, you'd think this would have been in the top 40, but it only got to number 42. Here it is.
Buddy, have a drink.
I'm traveling down the road, my buddy.
That was Molly Hatchett's Flirting with Disaster off of the album by the same name. I guess in the break, we were talking about our favorite instrumentals. And it got to a little discussion we thought we'd save for the public here. And
actually, we thought we'd save it for both of you. You know, we're yeah. talking about, you know, who's going to be listening to the podcast. We were talking a lot during the break of who's going to be listening to the podcast, and then it somehow led right into what's your favorite instrumentals. You know, I have no idea.
Makes
how
sense to me.
You know, it's an obvious thing, but all right, I'm going to start off and name mine.
All right.
Mine is "Cause We've Ended as Lovers" by Jeff Beck. It was a Stevie Wonder song, which gives it immediate class. But I mean, it's by far and away my favorite instrumental.
I'm going to have to go with Allman Brothers, "In Memory of Elizabeth Reed." I like that whole song, and I really, you know, I dig the whole story of how he's out in a graveyard.
It's the weed, dude.
Yeah. And it's Dickie leaning up against like some, you know, some tombstone writing a song about
it sounds like that, I guess.
And
he
like to be complete load, but, you know.
Okay, other than Rumble, Kurt.
Rumble? No, you know, some people may laugh, and other people will like it. It's Ace Frehley, "Fractured Mirror."
Oh.
Gee, I wonder what that's about, you know, not giving that a ton of thought.
Well, aren't we doing a show?
Ace is opening for us?
Yeah, I believe so. It's that last show of the England tour.
Oh, we are doing Hard Rock Hell. He will be on it.
Yeah,
probably not the same day.
Is Ace opening for us on that?
I think so, man. I mean,
that's nice. Ted Nugent homebound.
Hey, look, I know, Ted, I can't comment. It's okay. But what do we got going on in politics? Have y'all heard about this thing with some gal that was saying something about, I don't know. Here's what I know about politics right now. It sucks. And Mitt Romney's got the Republican nomination.
Yeah. Well, I guess he, as of right now, he hasn't picked a running mate. Is there anybody that you see him picking or would like for him to pick, I guess?
If I had to, like, pick a guy, I would say Mitt Romney should run with himself and, like, you know, have like a double of himself as vice president. That way, if the president gets shot, then you still have the president.
Like a clone or a robot?
Exactly, a clone. We've got the technology. We've got the erector set. You know,
we can reconstruct him.
That's where I was going. But actually, you know, now that you say that,
yeah,
the $6 million man, did I ever tell you that my uncle went to college with him?
Really?
With Lee Majors? Yeah, really? at Eastern Kentucky University. You spent some time with him.
I have.
Steve Austin. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, what a guy.
He had an awesome action figure. You could look through his eye and see things the way Steve could see them.
Man. Your parents must have been rich, dude.
I mean, I just grunt over to my friend's house to stare through his eye, you know?
That was the weed, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. That was my first experience with dope.
Well, what else we got coming on here, man?
Well, I guess we're going to listen to another song here. And
Kurt, have you passed out at the board, or what are you doing?
Yes, actually, I have.
I'm glad I woke you up.
Well, Kurt, what do you got up for us here?
Kurt's kind of like
CDB?
Kurt is like producing the show a little bit. He's like manning the board, if you want to use the word manning loosely.
Yeah.
Not like Peyton Manning. Speaking of Peyton Manning, uh-huh. That brings us to football.
Uh-huh.
Where is he?
He ended up in Denver and sent Tebow to the Jets.
Yep.
That's right. I forgot about that. Well, that's kind of like semi-current.
Yeah. You know, we hadn't gotten to the season yet. We're wondering, you know, does old Peyton Manning still have it? Did he ever have it, you know?
Ooh. Well, you know, it depends on whether a lot of Tennessee fans, you know, were hoping he would come back here, weren't they?
Yeah.
He almost did.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, top three, top four, but, you know, there's no consolation prize for NFL quarterbacks. So.
Didn't he, like, come in here? We had, like, helicopters, you know, the whole nine thing, you know, Channel 4's down there with a helicopter.
Smoke machine.
You know, Demetria Kalademos was
Hope
down
Hines.
There. Hope Hines.
Rudy Kalis.
Yeah. Demetria's down there, you know, with that deer in the headlight look she has. I think she's been spending a little too much time at BB King's.
She's got to get up early, you know. You know, those late nights are really
I don't think actually she ever sleeps.
Yeah, she may not.
Well, before we get back to the music, we need to give a shout out to Jay Johnson.
Yeah, he's missing. Jay. He's missing in action now.
That was a shout out. That was a good one. No.
Yeah, he's missing in action, but we're going to have him on some future podcasts. But he has good reason to not be with us tonight. He's doing some stuff down at home.
He's a family man. You know, his mother's had a few knee operations, and it's him in charge of taking her back and forth to Birmingham to the hospital. And Jay just had the flu yesterday. We've had this 24-hour Nashville. Or actually, you know, flu of the southeast has been coming through that everybody's got. Luckily, none of us three have.
Not yet.
No, you know, but you got kids in school, so.
I know.
So, you know, it's like germ central. That, you know, if you want to get sick, go to the hospital, you know. But so what else we got coming up?
We got the Charlie Daniels Band coming up.
Really?
That's right.
Chaz.
We got The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Looking for a Car to Steal.
That's right. Which was number one on the country charts and made it all the way to number three on the pop chart.
I said car, I meant soul. It's okay.
People know what you meant.
I know, they do. Usually.